RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Sorento plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Des Cahill with the sports news. Good morning.
Morning, Mary.
Des, this Gordon Elliott disciplinary hearing taking place today. What do we know about it?
In truth, not a lot. In answering questions about it, we have a series of we don't know answers, Mary, and presumably, though, this is to protect the integrity of the hearing. Like, for instance, who will be on the panel? We don't know. The IHRB say it's standard practice not to confirm the delegation of the referrals or appeals body in advance. And I presume the reason for that is straightforward, that if we don't know who's on it, no representations can be made to the people who are on it. Where is it going to be held? We don't know. They're keeping that secret as well, presumably to keep it low-key and keep fuss away from it. What charge will he be charged with? We don't know that for definite either. The Racing Post suggests that the most applicable regulation could be Rule 272, which relates to preserving the good reputation of horse racing. Now, a fine or suspension could be implemented under that regulation, but that will only be addressed once the panel establishes the facts of the case. The rule through which any charge is addressed will only come after they've heard all the facts of the case. The rule book states sanctions are possible for an individual, but when we'll hear what sanctions are done, we don't know, because, for instance, the details of the recent Viking Horde saga involving Charles Burns took 12 days before we got news after the referral date. So we don't know who's on the board, where it's taking place, or when we will get an answer on it. In terms of Cheltenham, well, we don't know what's going to happen there either, because the British Horse Racing Authority has the power to refuse entries in Britain from any individual it wishes, regardless of today's referrals outcome. The meeting will not be open to the public today. It will take place in person. It won't be virtual, but we don't know where it's at. And the regulatory typically announces the outcome of such proceedings through its official Twitter feed. So we'll have to wait and see. So the answer is, we really don't know a lot about what's going to happen today, but that would be to protect the integrity of it. So we'll have to just wait and see. Meanwhile, in football news, another significant result in the Premier League. Liverpool's 1-0 defeat at home to Chelsea set a new and very unwanted club record. It was Liverpool's fifth successive home league defeat, having gone unbeaten in their previous 68 games at Anfield. It's their worst home run in 128 years. Mason Mount's goal shortly before half-time was enough to move Chelsea back into fourth place in the league and continue their good run under new manager Thomas Tuchel, who's now unbeaten in 10 matches. Here's the Chelsea goal scorer.
Where the season is at the moment, it's very tight in the top four. We want to keep pushing, we're in and around it, and these big games we need to win, along with the other games as well. And I think recently we've been on a good run. We've been keeping clean sheets, being good defensively, but we haven't been scoring enough. Haven't probably made enough chances recently as well. So tonight, to get the goal, maybe we could have had a couple more. But yeah, it was very good to score.
Everton are in fifth place now after a 1-0 win at West Brom. Richarlison with the goal. Tottenham held on for a 1-0 win at Fulham to boost their own hopes of Champions League football. They took a first half lead through a Tosin own goal. Fulham desperately unlucky not to get a point when an equaliser ruled out by a very controversial handball decision. A great start for Ireland at the European Indoor Athletics Championships in Poland. With the details, here's Greg Allen.
After a very productive and interesting opening session of the Championships, Ireland now has two qualifiers for this evening's men's 1500 metres final in Andrew Cosgrin and Paul Robinson. And the last time Ireland had two men in a 1500 major final was back in 2014. Robinson on that occasion actually finished fourth in the European final, within arm's length of the bronze medal. And here he is after six injury-ravaged years, now back to something like his best form, with his third place finish in yesterday's first heat in 3 minutes 40.07 seconds. Cosgrin was every bit is impressive. He finished third in his heat in 3 minutes 39 seconds flat, and he's actually the third fastest qualifier for the final this evening at 25-9. Incidentally, that final will feature the 20-year-old Norwegian phenomenon Jakob Ingebrigtsen, the world number one this year. Big day ahead for the Irish team, not just in that 1500 metres final tonight. We'll also be seeing in action four of Ireland's realistic medal hopes: 800 metre runners Mark English, Sheafa Cleary-Butner and Nadia Power, and the 400 metre indoor specialist Phil Healy, all of them ranked inside the top six of their events here at these championships.
In golf, Rory McIlroy shares the lead going into day two of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And he and Corey Connors are on 6 under par. Padraig Harrington going well. He's 2 under. Not so good Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell, though, unfortunately. Lowry is 3 over par. McDowell 7 over. On the LPGA Tour, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow both began well at the Drive-On Championship. Maguire is just 2 off the lead on 3 under par. Stephanie Meadow is 1 under. Rugby has a break from the Six Nations this weekend. That means 2 big interprovincial games. One of them tonight when Munster take on Connacht. We'll have live commentary on Radio 1 Extra. And finally, the racing action on the track today is at Ferry House and Dundalk.